But if they're not doing it now, they'd be operating illegally with that in two ways. Okay. We'll see if there's anyone who wants to speak in favor.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anyone here that wants to speak in favor of the project? There's no one here that wants to speak in favor of the project. Is there anyone here that wants to speak against the project?
Yes.
Do you stand, come to the mic and state your name, please?
Okay. My name is Mike Ziga. I'm the president of the Condo Association for Redbud Shores. And I'm not only representing myself, but I'm representing the 12 owners that own condos at Redbud Shores. We shared our northern property line with Briarwood, and we also share our water well with Briarwood. And I'll have Mike Bilbrey address that. I wanted to talk about what I said at the previous hearing where the board unanimously voted to proceed with approving nightly rentals. They cited the fact that nightly rentals is in Briarwood's covenant. And because I used up my 4 minutes, I wasn't allowed to respond to that. But in my mind, I was screaming, hey, P&Z, look at my situation. You implemented the transitional zoning 7 months ago to protect my property values and to protect my peace and quiet, and now you turn your back on me. And I was wondering if it's true that this new zoning supersedes any existing covenants. That would be my question. It seems like there's a rush to promote a commercial venture in a residential zoned area. All that yellow, including Briarwood. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Not ready to kill us out there.
Okay, so all that area is currently zoned residential. And even the existing buildings, everything. So it seems like there's a rush to promote a commercial venture in residential zoning. There's no residential value in a commercial cottage. The cottages near the Chateau in Branson prove that. Nightly rental has no place in what is already zoned residential. Therefore, I encourage you to vote down the nightly rental. And I just wanted to mention something that was brought up about the our well agreement. That was made in 2007. And the builder went under, and he skimped on the building to try to sell the places to get out to pay off the bank loan. And there's no telling if he skimped on the water well either, but I'm sure the DNR could run tests to see if what the capacity is. And that's all I wanted to say about that, but I know Mike Brilbury is going to go into detail with that, so I won't go any further.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioners. My name is Mike Bilbrey. I live at the condo 1573 Lakeshore Drive, number 112. And on behalf of the 12 owners and more than 24 residents of Redbud Shores, we thank you for the opportunity to address the board. I was out of town and unable to attend the November 8th planning hearing. However, I echo Mike Ziga's comments regarding we hope that you deny this request to change to nightly rentals. I've read the minutes and I see that the zoning board has sent you a resolution to approve the zoning with the stipulation about the water well agreement. Whether you adopt the resolution or not, it appears this developer is going to go ahead and do whatever he wants to do. He's already listed the properties as nightly rentals. We have the listings with us if you'd like to see them. In addition, the developer has already during the development, crossed onto our property and tore down some of the trees on our property so he could create a lake view for these cottages. So whatever, in your zoning regulations, I think you call for a buffering zone. Nothing was mentioned regarding a buffering zone, to my knowledge, at the zoning hearing. So whatever buffering zone may have been there, the developer has already torn down some of the buffering zone. He actually, the first time that occurred, he knocked a tree down onto one of the cabins that remains from the old development there, and the tree hit our cabin. And luckily, I guess it was pulled off of there. Secondly, I mentioned the trees on our property, and he left the brush and debris on our property on the other side. And I understand he was actually trying to change. There's a drainage creek that runs between our properties, and he was trying to change the drainage so that the creek would actually turn more onto our property and create more property for himself. Now, I'd have to go out there and look at the survey plot for that. But so I suspect that this developer is going to go ahead and tap into the water system because they believe the old well agreement allows for them to do whatever they want. Now, reading the zoning minutes, I see there was that recommendation about the shared well agreement and that they pay the upgrade of the cost. Why is it important that no zoning change be approved until this water situation is determined? Because there's nothing from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources says that this well can handle what they're proposing. Before, the well agreement was based upon individual units, not nightly rentals, and certainly not cottages that have 5 bedrooms and 5 bathrooms in each particular cottage. 5.5 bathrooms, correct that. Additional costs that we incur, because the well agreement wasn't made by us, it was made by Mr. Keyes and the Briarwood owners, because at the time he hadn't sold any of the property. So we were not participants in negotiating a well agreement. But let me tell you what we do now without any assistance from Briarwood. Briarwood is the condo units that was mentioned there on the existing property that have 8 units now. So what do? We pay for the electric that runs the well house, because the well house is on our property, not Briarwood's. We, without help from Briarwood, have to monitor that well every day. Now, it takes 20 minutes every day to do the testing that's required by the Department of Natural Resources. We have to use reagents and everything else. We get no help from Briarwood on that. And I'm sure the developer is not going to help us regarding that particular type of testing that we have to do based upon requirements by the DNR. By the way, it was mentioned that the water softener has been there from the outset. That's not true. That was required afterwards, okay? We pay for the taxes and insurance on the property, on the building itself, the well house, so we pay for that. We pay for the insurance on there. We take the liability of doing all the testing and without any assistance from Briarwood. We maintain the well house indoors and out. The only thing that is split now are the repair costs on the well goes down. We have to call somebody. I mean, if the pumps go down, we have to call somebody to repair them, and we do split that with Briarwood. We've taken on the responsibility of completing the yearly DNR requirements where you have to send out to each owner that you have been properly inspected, et cetera. Recently, we had an E. coli boil water order. Again, we have to go to Briarwood and post all the notices on our properties. Then we have to do all the testing that gets DNR to say, yes, now you've approved or you've cleaned up that problem with the E. coli. We receive no compensation that we do for all the existing units, 12 units now, and 8 units, well, excuse me, it's 10 units really at Briarwood. There's 8 condos and 2 other outbuildings, 2 separate homes that they rent out. With the new development by Lifestyle, there will be an additional 5 lodges with 5 bedrooms, 5.5 baths, 2 more condo buildings, each with 8 units, 2 baths in each unit. So an additional 57 bathrooms and 21 kitchens will be requiring water from our water well. This more than doubles the existing demand on our water plant. Therefore, we ask that, number one, as Mike suggested, this not be approved for nightly rentals. In your wisdom, you had this originally set up to be just multifamily residential, and we hope it stays that way because we don't think we should put up with what goes on with nightly rentals. Particularly, there's some instances of this property where, because some of our new residents, Hal and Virginia, lived at Briarwood, and one of the parties that they had for the nightly rentals had, I don't know, eight women swimming completely nude in the pool. So we need to speak to that. I mean, we have folks that were there and saw it. So this is what happens with nightly rentals, okay? That's what you're going to allow. If you are going forward with the nightly rentals, we certainly ask that it only be required after the DNR has indicated that this well can handle the capacity of all of this new development that's ongoing. So appreciate your time. And I hope you'll take into consideration the 24 residents south of the new development. Thank you.
I'd like to ask a question. When was the last time, to your knowledge, that DNR checked the system? You give samples and give to them. Has anyone had them down to physically check the system?
Yeah, the E. coli situation occurred within the last 6-7 months. So they've been there, and we also have a consultant that comes out and assists with some of the chlorine that we have to use to fill the tank. And so we've actually hired that consultant to work. And now Briarwood does share that fee with Ozarks Environmental. But we have to daily log the chlorine, the hardness, and those records are kept in the well house, and then DNR comes out. And in this instance, they found that we had an E. coli situation, and so we had to change our monitoring system and now start using the reagents instead of the test strips that we had to use in the past. So they've been there within the past 6 or 7 months, and so yearly they come out and inspect the property, I believe.
How's the water pressure?
I live on the fourth floor of the unit, and water pressure isn't the best where we are on the top floor. And I can't speak to Briarwood, but there are times when it's very low. Now, we have a sizable water tank, but it's still at times, for whatever reason, it doesn't work. By the way, during the development, instead of figuring out where the water line ran, their excavator busted the water line, so it knocked out water for all of the units for a short period of time. To their credit, it was a Saturday. They got it fixed relatively quickly, so we appreciate that. But they did that as well. So, any other questions, ma'am?
No,
sir?
Any questions, Commissioner?
Thank you. And like I say, I have that listing if you'd like to see that it's already listed for nightly rentals.
I would.
I'm sorry, would like to see. Okay. I don't want to stop your progress. I can present those to you.
Would you want to identify okay. yourself?
Terry Fleeman. I am from Springdale, Arkansas. We own a property there at Redbud as well, Unit 110. We are also on the fourth floor, as is Mike. And I can also attest to a weak shower this morning with low pressure. I know at times I've had, you know, better pressure than that. A couple of things that I wanted to ask questions of y'all to see where we stand with these things. As I spoke in at the other meeting before, back home in Arkansas, I'm from a development family. I have developed property myself, and so I've you know had to sit in many of these meetings before. So. With that, in looking at the information that I've gotten that is from Taney County, as far as your regulations go, as per square footage, per person, things, one other thing that I would like to ask is how many people are going to be allowed in each unit, and does that then run in line with the regulations of Taney County? as well as then when I look at the property over there that has been excavated,